Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of two, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Michigan presidential primaries.
Today's actually a good test of how the most committed voters are feeling.
Gaza negotiations.
My hope is by next Monday we'll have a ceasefire.
Tearful campus vigil.
We will laugh and remember you forever.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's presidential primary day in a key battleground state, Michigan. President Biden could face a protest vote over his response to the war in Gaza. And CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports former President Trump has a big lead in Republican polls.
It is great to be here in Michigan.
Nikki Haley's expected to lose to Donald Trump, but she isn't going without a fight.
If he ends up being the nominee, do you support him?
I'm fighting to make sure he's not the nominee.
President Biden's also facing a key test here because in Michigan, primary voters have the option of voting uncommitted to oppose candidates on the ballot.
You know, inshallah, the vote uncommitted.
It's an option favored by many progressives and Arab and Muslim Americans, like Lexis Zaidan, who's been calling voters to build support.
Our goal is to organize enough people behind the vote uncommitted box to send a message to Biden.
The city of Dearborn has one of the highest percentages of Arab Americans in the country, and their political leaders, all Democrats, strongly oppose the president's support for Israel in its war with Hamas.
On NBC's Late Night, President Biden revealed some of what could be taking shape in Gaza right now.
The hostages being held must be released. And if we've got some principal agreement, there'll be a ceasefire while that takes place.
More from CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
On the ruins of what was once Gaza's main coastal road, Palestinians displaced from months of intense fighting are on the move again. This time, looking for food. What little there is shared with the smallest, fed first. Across Gaza, starvation is so acute, the Jordanian military is now airdropping rations. According to the UN, the amount of aid reaching the territory fell by 50% in February compared to the previous month.
President Biden plans to meet today with congressional leaders in both parties to try to head off a government shutdown later this week. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
There are just 3 days left until a partial government shutdown kicks in, and some lawmakers predict it's going to happen as hard right conservatives hold up a spending bill over a number of issues, including abortion. If Congress doesn't pass a funding bill by Friday, the Departments of Agriculture, Energy, and Transportation are all going to run out of money, with the Departments of Defense and Justice set to run out next Friday.
The federal government and several states are suing to stop the proposed $25 billion deal between two supermarket giants, Kroger and Albertsons. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The FTC argued that the merger of Kroger and Albertsons would be bad for competition, lowering worker wages at the grocery store and driving up the cost of food, which has soared since the pandemic. Now, this deal would give Kroger and Albertsons control of more than 10% of the domestic grocery market. And they say that this bigger footprint that they want to achieve would help them better compete against the big behemoths like Walmart and Costco and Amazon.
Texas police have released body cam video that shows the woman who entered Joel Osteen's mega church earlier this month and opened fire.
Shooter is down. Looks like she has something strapped on her chest.
We need a bomb squad.
The woman was killed by one of two off-duty officers working security. Her 7-year-old son was wounded. It's not clear from the video who fired that shot. Police in Florida are investigating a letter with white powder sent to Donald Trump Jr., the son of the former president. Police say the letter included a death threat, and tests found the powder was not deadly.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There was a vigil last night in Athens, Georgia, where sorority sisters and others paid tribute to nursing student Lakin Riley, who was killed on the University of Georgia campus.
Catch up with your friends and strive to be the type of person that Lakin was, where sister shared, even if you hadn't seen her in a while, it was like no time had passed at all. Our hearts will always ache without Lakin, who was such an integral part of our sisterhood.
The suspect is a 26-year-old Venezuelan man who illegally entered the U.S. in 2022. A court in New Mexico says jury selection for Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in the movie set shooting will begin July 9th. The DEA is ramping up efforts against the fentanyl crisis by cracking down on the use of pill presses.
This is the latest front in the DEA's fight against fentanyl, a high-speed pill press machine.
This one can produce approximately 100 pills per minute.
The DEA's Scott Olton says this machine is capable of pumping out 6,000 illegal pills an hour.
We seize these all over the U.S., whether it's the basement, a warehouse, a garage, a hotel room.
DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says many of the machines are purchased online.
We have drug traffickers across the United States who are buying the pill presses. They have fentanyl, and they're using that fentanyl to make them into these fake pills.
The DEA is cracking down, telling the roughly 450 e-commerce sites to identify and report purchases as required under federal law. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Arlington, Virginia.
Quite a scene at a top medical school in New York City.
The Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition-free.
The announcement to faculty and students by 93-year-old former Professor Ruth Gottesman, who's donated $1 billion to the school. She's also the widow of a Wall Street investor. She's been part of the Einstein community for more than half a century. Music producer Sean Combs has been sued by another producer who accuses him of sexually assaulting him and forcing him to have sex with prostitutes. A lawyer for Combs calls it pure fiction. In Australia, Taylor Swift's father is being investigated by police.
She performed to a sellout crowd in Sydney, but hours later, it's alleged her dad assaulted a member of the paparazzi.
Go ahead and step away from the vehicle.
Touch my umbrella, man.
However, the Taylor Swift camp says two individuals began pushing, grabbing and threatening prior to the claimed assault. The group left within seconds, hoping it would all wind down. Swift's Australian tour is now officially over. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
A wave of midwinter warmth in the nation's midsection. Temperatures around 70.
Here in the Windy City, Chicagoans like Tanya Sepulveda have headed to the city's lakefront.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February.
Because it's usually
super snowy, freezing, you know, ice everywhere. And so we are just trying to take advantage of a very nice week this week.
Kansas City, Iowa City, and Indianapolis have also gotten a blast of warmth. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel that was bought for pennies at a secondhand bookstore almost 30 years ago has sold at auction for about $14,000. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone has the words "uncorrected proof copy" on the cover. It was bought in 1997 from a shop in South London with two other books for 50 cents. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.